It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. MG, the weekend of footy, there were highlights everywhere, but I reckon McDonald Jones Stadium would have been one of the picks of locations over the weekend. Old Boys Day at Newcastle doesn't get much better.
No, the Knights flexed their muscle again, and they put the Dragons to the sword in a big way.
42-18, the final score. The man that opened the scoring for the Knights that day joins us on the line, Caelan Ponga from the Knights. G'day, Caelan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Fantastic, buddy. As always, thanks so much for your time. Great to get back in the winner's circle a week out from semi-final footy. Are you pumped that the finals are around the corner?
Yeah, definitely pumped. We got a job to do this weekend to get a home semi, but it's really exciting. You know, a lot of our boys haven't had a taste of finals footy. We've been working pretty hard throughout the year, so for it to just be around the corner is pretty exciting.
Another fantastic game from yourself, as Liam just mentioned. You scored the first try. You set up another two. Ran for over 100 metres. Busted five tackles. Your play all year's been going to the next level. Have you done anything away from the game to improve? I know it's very hard in these COVID times, but have you done anything at all to extra sprint training or something? Because you seem notably faster.
It is quite hard to get away from the game given the bubble, but it might be a good thing. I usually don't think about the game that much when I'm away from it. I guess these sort of times, it's really all you can think about. I don't know. I mean, I know you're talking about this sort of physical attributes, but living in the bubble and the way things have gone, it's pretty much all about mental. I think a lot of teams are fit. A lot of teams have trained hard. It's about sort of what you can do as an individual to mentally be stronger than you're opposing a number one or, whoever you're versing. So I think that's probably just the thing for us. We've been pretty inconsistent throughout the year, and it's just about having that mental toughness. And if we get a good, win this weekend, hopefully that can take us into the finals.
Well, the race for sixth place on the ladder is on at the moment. Currently, you hold sixth place. It's between you and the Rabbitohs. It's the likely opponent first week of finals, but who gets the home ground advantage is the question. You take on a red-hot Titans outfit, Caelan, and I'll show my cards here. As a Titans supporter, you are up against it.
That's a leading question, mate. He's a Titans fan.
I was waiting for the rest. Probably a very confident. I haven't really watched much of their gameplay. I know that a lot since AJ's come back into side the fullback. They've been winning games. I think they're four on the trot now. They've got nothing to lose really, so they'll probably come out and just play quite a expansive brand of footy. They'll throw the footy around. For them, it's their last hurrah, so they'll be willing to just go out there and give it their all.
You mentioned the word inconsistency, and that I couldn't agree with you more. On your day, you look at your forward pack and who comes off the bench, and it's one of the best, if not the best, in the competition on paper. You've got Junior in the halves. You've got a fantastic outside backs. You've got you at fullback. I suppose that's the coach's biggest dilemma, to try and get that happening week in, week out, that type of footy you played yesterday.
Yeah. I already touched on it. Inconsistency has probably been our biggest downfall, but I think, for me personally, I can't speak on behalf of the other boys, but I reckon if we had a good win last night, we get a good win this weekend, and we sort of build momentum. And once you get into the finals, my mentality is anything can happen. You just got to go after it and fight for it.
The win this over the Dragons, Old Boys Day at the Knights, a very special day on the calendar for that club. Even in the times with the restricted crowds, could you hear a bit more of the former players shouting words of encouragement, Caelan?
Our crowd's pretty vocal, and it has been since we've been able to have them back. We love playing at home. It was a big day for many reasons, that Alex McKinnon Cup, Old Boys Day. We had a couple things within the team that we wanted to win for, and I just wish if it was pre-COVID or post-COVID or wasn't COVID, it would have been a huge day. We would have had 20,000 here, packed stands. It would have been awesome. But I'm not too sure what the numbers were, but they were loud.
Yeah, you like to get away from footy a lot, you know, and you're not the prototype guy who just lives, breathes, and eats rugby league. You like to have a bit of a side venture. I know you're right into your photography. How far do you want to take that?
Yeah, at the moment, Connor and I have started 257 Collective. Yep. It's like a podcast, vlog, sort of media, not company, but it's a media outlet, I guess, for us. And like moving into the off season, we can probably get out and do a bit more. I'll probably want to push that a lot more. So, yeah, I mean, I've got a few things. There's a lot of things I want to do outside of the bubble. But
I bet you can't wait, brother. I bet you can't wait.
But for now, it's just all about footy.
Well, you mentioned that, and I think that kind of leads to my next question about the Panthers and how good they've been going. They're the second youngest team in the competition, and usually after a win, you go and celebrate, and then things sometimes can go a little bit pear-shaped. But when you're in the bubble, like, I suppose that's all. You kind of can't do anything. You can't go back to the club and have a few drinks. You can't go there. You can't. So obviously, it's kind of like a little babysitting service, that, especially for the younger teams. You can't get yourself in trouble. And I think that's what's helped the Panthers. Are they the team to beat, do you think, in the competition?
They're definitely the most consistent in form. I think probably something that stands out is, just looking at them, they're a team that plays for each other. And, maybe the bubble has helped that. All they can think about is, all they see is each other. So, it's a good thing and a bad thing. I'd say, maybe it has helped the Panthers, but I'm not too sure. Can't really. They're a pretty good side.
are you boys.
One good thing is that the Knights will be playing finals in 2020. We'll find out this weekend whether that starts with a home final or not when you take on the Titans on Friday night at 6 o'clock. Best of luck for that one, Caelan.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.